fossil fuels and then ensure that those workers that were there get training to go to new jobs. That's not left versus right. That's right versus wrong. Labor rights is about what's right versus wrong. Affordable housing is about what's right versus wrong. Social safety net is about what's right versus wrong. Making sure every child has the access and an opportunity and receive a high quality, well-funded, constitutional, diverse public education is not about left versus right, but about right versus wrong. Health care for all is about right versus wrong. Making sure we redo the criminal justice system and undo all of the ways it hurts poor blacks and poor whites and poor brown people is about right versus wrong. Voting rights is a moral issue. Women's right is a moral issue. LGBTQ rights is a moral issue. And making sure that everybody has equal protection under the law is non-negotiable. We need a moral movement.
We're out of time, but if you'd like to hear the rest of Reverend Dr. William Barber's speech, you can go to our SoundCloud account where we have the speech up in its entirety. Just go to SoundCloud/Sojourner Truth Radio. I'd like to thank the Poor People's Campaign for organizing this event and for them to allow us here on Sojourner Truth to record it to be able to bring it to you, our audience. To find a new Poor People's Campaign mass meeting in your area or to find out any more about the Poor People's Campaign and
let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Art of the Protest Song, Sunday, November 12th at 2 p.m. at the Oregon Historical Society in Portland. The Art of the Protest Song partners the Oregon Historical Society with four local folk musicians to present a showcase of popular and topical protest songs from the Kennedy era, as well as original songs focused on contemporary issues. This event is free and open to the public. Again, that's the Art of the Protest Song, Sunday, November 12th at 2 p.m. at the Oregon Historical Society, 1200 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is 10:01. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Good morning. Coming up at 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein will be on board. And then at 11 o'clock, it's the Dirtbag today, talking about winterizing the garden, and they'll be taking your gardening questions. Coming right up, though, it's Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, November 8th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course your fake news radio. Today we have some news that Donald Trump is going to have some problems explaining away. Trump, his ego has been on full display. He's the Western potentate being trotted around to all the sites in the Mystic East. They've certainly figured out that it's his ego that they're going to be speaking with, and because there's really nothing else there to talk to, and they're making the most of that. Trump will bluster and carry on, and his counterparts will nod and smile and then do whatever they want, because they know that Trump will not be able to figure out what just happened, and that even if he could figure out what just happened, that he will couch the results in his own terms. And at this point is only speaking to the true believers, the handful of true believers who are left. We know this from some of the results of recent elections as these rolled in. Anna Karamo won, which was certainly extraordinarily wonderful. Some of us saw these things coming, some of us didn't. Some of us were clinging to blind hope. But we are going to be able to speak with someone, Anthony DiMaggio, who is an adjunct professor of political science and knows whereof he speaks. And he will be joining us in just a moment, I believe. This is, again, this is a last-minute possibility, Hail Mary. And it turns out, he's not available at the moment. Perhaps we'll try a little bit later in the program. But the election results, some of the things that you might want to know about the state of Maine became the first state to expand Medicaid by ballot initiative, and a poll suggests that healthcare is the most important issue for Virginia voters. Many recent polls say that it would suggest now that a majority support expanded Medicare for all plans, often called single payer, and we knew it was only a matter of time. We had hoped to have Anthony DiMaggio joining us to talk about some of these results. He's not able to make it today, but some of the things to consider and really celebrate. This has been an outstanding, really productive election for Democrats, and the autopsy notwithstanding, when you have to get right down to it and run an election, run a campaign, Democrats do seem to be able to do it. And I believe that some of the key issues are so stark and so clear in front of voters that a lot of campaigning
isn't that necessary? We have become consumers, we know that. We're really no longer citizens. Campaign platforms basically are in the business of turning out products. The campaign issues are now sold to voters, to consumers, as products. And that seems to be the only successful way to actually win elections, to accomplish something and move forward. The Democrats appear to have no time to gnaw relentlessly on their own autopsy. Instead, they had to just go ahead and get out there and win some elections, such as Ralph Northam, Democrat, celebrated his election as Virginia's next governor. And moving right along, apparently it was a suburban rebellion there in Virginia that helped tip the election towards the left-ish. Susan Johnson helped canvassing efforts, so the main was for health care. New Jersey, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Democrats wrote a mini wave of victories and generated a good deal of energy for candidate recruitment and fundraising, as well as all the rest. Danica Rome, of course, won the Virginia race, breaking a barrier for transgender people, which was really an extraordinary win for so many reasons. This Trump was, meanwhile, speaking to the National Assembly in Seoul, South Korea, and he is conveniently out of the country at the moment. We had some winds, so he hasn't had the opportunity to reflect on some of these winds on the part of the Democrats, which would presumably throw him a little bit off balance. We'd hope so. And moving right along towards the West Coast, and particularly over into Washington State, where we saw huge success in pushing back against the forces that would have Vancouver host an enormous and clearly deadly oil terminal that here in Oregon many people have been up and about demonstrating against at every possible opportunity. And that was a real squeaker. We were very, very glad. I personally will admit bias here once again, and I was holding my breath on that one. The idea of that kind of a terminal, so close to home, with so much at stake, so much to lose, at a time when a logging company seemed to have taken up the saw once again with the blessing of this administration, to see that having a representative on the city council who is willing to push back against the terminal, that is certainly heartening. And that, if nothing else, that is to be enormously celebrated by all of us who care about the environment. Just in the last few minutes, that we have just actually seconds, Philip Murphy, Democrat, won in New Jersey. And I'm trying to get to some more of the most important results. That's another governor, Democratic governor in New Jersey. These are important states to win, too, for so many reasons. It's not just the win itself that we're celebrating. We're celebrating looking forward tactically to what this means for the midterm elections, which from this perspective doesn't look too bad. And across the country, there have been winds of all kinds, despite the fact that the money that generally is devoted to Republican causes is building and building up offshore in great massive mountains of Paradise Papers. It's the largest revelation that we have ever actually had. The names on the list are high profile. They're not surprising. The numbers, the actual numbers, the amounts of money flowing through offshore systems, tax evasion systems, that's what's really astounding. That's what we should be looking at, because that money is going to turn its tracks and start pouring into Republican coffers after this election. This is, yeah, it's a huge wins racked up for Democrats, but what it really does, what it does is draw fire. And that perhaps is the most important takeaway from this whole election cycle. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, November 8th, 2017. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is IAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Vote. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Water is Life. Youth speak out on the impacts of fracked gas export. On Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Haverah Shalom in Portland. Water is Life will include a panel of youth from the Yurok, Hoopa, and Karuk tribes.